Clarence, first of all, tell me your full name and where you're from.
It's Clarence Gordon Courtright. I'm originally from Perkins, Oklahoma.
And you're living now where?
My home now is in Athol, Idaho. Just north of Coeur d'Alene.
So as a Hall of Fame member for this organization, you've obviously had a long relationship with the Appaloosa breed. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I started riding quite young, and then when I came out towards the West Coast, I was contacted at the racetrack to ride some Appaloosa horses. And I think probably the first one that contacted was a man by the name of Lee Hansen. And he lived in the Salem, Oregon area, he and Leon Kennedy. And they had me to go to Sacramento, and I rode some Appaloosa for them at the Sacramento State Fair. And we're going back, I think that was back, probably 1964, I believe was when they called me. And I went to several races for them, and then just one thing led to two, and then I got acquainted with some other people. And I started riding some top Appaloosa horses for Joe King, and then later for Bucky Wheeler and Don Collins. They're all involved in it. And so I rode quite a bunch of good horses.
So you've had some good experience with this breed. What do you think about Appaloosa?
Well, I like them very much, and they was a great breed when it started, and we had a lot of success. I won the first Appaloosa Derby in the state of California when they got into Par Mutuel. And it was really a heyday because everybody watched them and everybody watched them run. Now, what are we looking at, 30-some years later, they've kind of went by the wayside. And it's a difficult thing to say. It looks like I was over to the horse show a while today, and looks like maybe the horse show industry's coming back, but I don't know whether we'll ever get the Appaloosa racing back or not.
So that's the area that you were most involved in on the racing side?
Yes, I was mostly involved in the racing end of it. And then I had an Appaloosa mare. I jumped her quite a bit. And I jumped her in the... I went to Canada and showed her in the Canadian National Championship. I won the Canadian National Hunter with her, and was a reserve Canadian National Jumper with her in Vancouver, B.C. So, I mean, I rode all kinds of horses that just didn't make a lot of difference.
Well, here, what do you think of Jackson, Mississippi, since you've been here so far?
Well, I like it. It's a nice town. It's been quite a number of years since I've been here, just going through. And it's like all the other towns. The population increased and it's got bigger. It's like all the other towns.
Well, when you look at the Appaloosa breed today and the organization, the Appaloosa Horse Club, what do you think about where we're at and what can we do to move forward in the future?
Well, you're always going to have the controversy with the Appaloosa horses. I personally like to see the color on them. And I think, I'm not dead sure, but except when people was talking at the race meets and other shows, that when they see a solid-colored horse, that they don't think it's an Appaloosa. And whether this hurt us tremendously or not, I don't know. But I don't think it helped us. So that's the way I think it. Because when you go, to the races and they don't see any color on them, well, that's not an Appaloosa horse. They like to see the color, and I think our gamble, and I think our shows are bigger and greater when they've seen a lot of color on them.
Well, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk to me here at the National Appaloosa Show in Jackson, Mississippi. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.